Today is day two of confirmation hearings for President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Colorado Judge Neil Gorsuch. It's also the first day of questioning from the Senate Judiciary Committee. In fact, there will be 10 hours of questioning today, more tomorrow. The hearings have been pretty civil so far, though Senator Patrick Leahy did voice his anger over the fact that the Senate Judiciary Committee never gave President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, a hearing.
Since this committee began holding hearings, public hearings, to Supreme Court nominations, began in 1916. I wasn't here at that time, but it has never denied a hearing or a vote to a pending nominee ever until Chief Judge Garland. I can't express an opinion. I think it was shameful. I think it has severely damaged the reputation of this committee. I think it has severely damaged the reputation of senators who concurred with that.
For more on today's hearing and what we're learning about the man who will likely be the next Supreme Court justice, let's bring in Emily Bazelon, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine, a fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, how did Republicans respond to that? Because Lindsey Graham, I think, even said, you know, I might have voted for Merrick Garland.
Right. There was this sort of interesting moment in which it was really the senators talking about Merrick Garland and the nominee, Judge Gorsuch, not speaking to the issue. And you can see in this the looming shadow that the Garland nomination is casting, at least for Democrats, over Judge Gorsuch's nomination. But it's also at a step removed from him personally.
Okay. Well, let's hear more about what we heard. These hearings are about trying to get judges to reveal where they stand, how they might rule. Committee chair, the Republican, Chuck Grassley pointedly told Gorsuch he should avoid doing that. And it seems as if Gorsuch has been doing that. So did we learn anything?
We're not going to learn a whole lot about what Judge Gorsuch would actually do on the Supreme Court. We're going to sift through his past rulings for evidence that might point in that direction. And he will bring up some of them, as he already did. Senator Feinstein asked him about workers' rights, and he brought up some rulings in which he said he ruled on the side of the little guy. So he'll bring up precedents of his own that he thinks helps his case. But he will not do anything to get anywhere near the kind of difficult hot button issues. He'll speak very carefully, and he already did that this morning when abortion came up.
Well, she also asked him, Senator Feinstein, about gun rights and whether Gorsuch agreed with the late Justice Scalia's assessment in the case of Heller v. Washington, D.C. This is the decision that said that high-powered military-style weapons such as M16 rifles may be banned without infringing on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Here's the exchange.
I'm just asking you, do you agree with his statement, yes or no?
Are the statements out of the Heller decision from the United States?
Justice Scalia's statement.
Well, whatever's in Heller is the law, and I follow the law. Well, it's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing, Senator, respectfully. It's a matter of it being the law. And my job is to apply and enforce the law.
Emily, your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's the perfect dodge because it sounds very principled. And Judge Gorsuch is hardly alone in using this. Most of the recent Supreme Court nominees have taken this kind of route in answering questions. But of course, there are ways in which judges can comment on past precedent. And at another point in the hearing, Judge Gorsuch talked about a decision the court made involving needing a warrant to have a GPS tracker on a car. And he seemed to be speaking favorably of that case. So the idea that this is just the law, I can't tell you whether I think Justice Scalia was right on this point. That's a kind of manufactured idea.
Well, let's talk more about what he might have said about abortion rights. You mentioned Senator Feinstein's questioning. Senator Lindsey Graham also brought it up in the context of the fact that President Trump has promised that he'd nominate a justice who would overturn Roe v. Wade. Let's listen.
Had you ever met President Trump personally?
Not until my interview.
In that interview, did he ever ask you to overrule Roe v. Wade?
No, Senator.
What would he have done if he'd asked?
Senator, I would have walked out the door. It's not what judges do. Okay. They don't do it at that end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and they shouldn't do it at this end either, respectfully.
Emily Bazelon, we just about a half a minute here. Some people have said, speaking of Donald Trump, that maybe these hearings should be put off until whatever investigation into his campaign's relationship with Russia is finished. Your thoughts on that in just a few seconds we have?
Well, I don't think it's realistic, but I also think this is an opportunity, whether or not the Russia hearings are continuing, to think about the Supreme Court. And I hope that people have enough attention span for both of those things at once.
Emily Bazelon, staff writer at The New York Times Magazine, fellow at Yale Law School, as the questioning of Mr. Gorsuch goes on today. 10 hours. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.